Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 15th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening. Our government doctors are threatening to embark on yet another crippling strike during the critical festive season, complaining that the government is docking their salaries for the time they did not report for duty.
The government position is not the government on the issue of doctors. It's a government policy on withdrawal of labor.
After years of being touted as President Robert Mugabe's possible successor, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is acting president, with Mr. Mugabe vacationing in the Middle East with his family for a month.
There are a number of things that he is constrained from doing. So the reality really is that the bottom line is that this is indeed a very ceremonial post, and that Mugabe has carried with him real power while he is away on holiday.
And the government says it successfully hosted the African Union Youth Games, which ended in Bulawayo yesterday.
Government doctors are threatening to embark on yet another crippling strike during the critical festive season, complaining that the government is refusing to pay them for the 3 weeks they did not report for duty between October and November. The festive season is usually characterized by fatal road accidents, despite the heavy presence of traffic police officers on all the country's major roads. The government says it will slash about $100 off the salaries of doctors who took part in what it says was an illegal 3-week industrial action between October and November. The strike paralyzed the health sector, with doctors urging the government to review their salaries and improve their working conditions. A letter in Studio 7's possession from the Health Ministry's department, from the Health Ministry's Permanent Secretary, Dr. Gerald Gwinji, is directing the Salary Service Bureau to dock the money, saying the days the doctors did not report for duty should be treated as leave without pay. Gwinji also says retention allowances for the health professionals must not be paid. Efforts to get Gwinji were futile, but a president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Fortune Nyamande, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the government move is illegal.
It is a highly immoral decision. How can you remove a salary from someone who's earning about $283? After all, due processes are not followed.
There's also a letter from the Secretary for Health, Dr. Gwinji, actually authorizing the Salary Service Bureau to deduct the money from your salaries. Is this not an official position that has been taken already?
Yeah, that letter, they have been evading us. That letter has not been served to us. They've never written any letter to us. If they've done that, we've simply been reading about that letter through rumors. If they've done that, surely this is a unilateral decision, and the fact that they are hiding it from the concerned, from the concerned doctors, it also shows how cynical the plot they are trying to implement is. And definitely, this will create a lot of chaos and disorder in the health ministry, in the health sector, particularly at this point in time when we are going into the second season, where the demand for doctors will be very high due to the increased number of accidents and so forth. So it will be a misdirected position, and also it is an illegal move, which will immediately change through the various courts of justice that are available. And should this fail, this will also then prompt us to engage in a very serious nationwide mass mobilization campaign to release this move.
A president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Fortune Nyamande, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. For a government perspective, Blessing reached Health Deputy Minister Paul Chimedza, who confirmed that the doctors will not be paid.
The government position is not the government on the issue of doctors. It's a government policy on withdrawal of labor. And this is not a Chimedza position or a Minister of Health position. It's a government position, which I cannot alter by myself. If you do not go to work for a week, for a month, for 3 months, whatever period, the Auditor General wants to see the salary of those people that didn't go to work, because they expect that money to be there. Because you cannot pay for a service that has not been provided. So as much as we like, I like my young brother, I cannot, as Chimedza, alter that position. It's not vindictiveness. It's a government position, which is, in all sense and purposes, if you work, you get paid. If you don't work, you don't get paid. It is as simple as that. Also, unfortunately, for now, they will count on a pro rata basis. How many days were you away from work? And those days are deducted from the salary. This is the position of the government. And if the CEOs pay or whoever pays, they will be charged, the responsible authorities, because the audits will come. And everyone knows people were not at work. And they will say, how come these people were paid? What did you pay them for? And what will we say? This is prudent use of government funds.
But their argument, Dr. Chimedza, is that the industrial action was legal because they gave government a 14-day notice.
No. No, it doesn't work like that. Whether legal or not legal.
That was Health Deputy Minister Paul Chimedza speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.